and you know, just dig into your index finger. How about we do that? Just a little cross stitch on your digits there. Or just, you know, take some super glue, you know, the stuff you use to like put together coffee mugs when they break, and then we'll put that on your finger instead. It's just like, oh, I guess this is where we are in 2020. Is this the first trove of 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Because I was looking and it said we haven't been on Skype together since November, like, 1st, because December for me working in a restaurant was a hellfire of working like 6 days a week for numerous hours constantly. I paused my own podcast accidentally because I was just, I'd come home and just like turn on the Great British Bake Off and pass out.
So both of my stories today have to deal with glaciers and ice and taking things out of ice, which sounds like the plot of, you know, a horror movie like The Thing or H.P. Mm-hmm. Lovecraft's The Mountains of Madness, where, you know, we go into the Arctic and find frozen things that should have stayed frozen. This first story sounds like it's of that ilk. So they've discovered new viruses in a glacier in the Tibetan plateau.
Yay.
Yeah. So get real thrilled about that.
I just saw we have a new super bug. So this is going along the lines with that. I'm just going to load up on garlic and hope that saves me. No one will date me, but I'll be healthy.
So this comes from a Vice article written by Maddie Bender, but they found bacteria dating to 15,000 years ago on the Tibetan Plateau. And this was about the same time when humanity was domesticating dogs. The ice entrapped millions of microscopic organisms. That's hard to say. So in 2015, scientists from the U.S. and China drilled 50 meters into the glacier to see what they could find. And they found viruses. And they are active viruses that came back to life. So these viruses aren't really a threat to anything more than bacteria. However, the same scientists pointed out to the fact that a few years ago, they accidentally released anthrax, like frozen anthrax in the ground, and it like killed a whole village. So it is just as kind of Michael Crichton-y as it sounds. So a lot of them were kind of like, well, we shouldn't have to worry yet. But they also point to the fact that viruses from the tundra, specifically Siberia, which is usually kind of in a state of permafrost, those viruses have, with global warming, reawoken. And basically, one of the scientists said, at a minimum, this being the global warming reawakening viruses from frozen environs, says, at a minimum, this could lead to the loss of microbial and viral archives that could be diagnostic and informative of past Earth climate regimes. However, in a worst-case scenario, this ice melt could release pathogens into the environment. And it says, yeah, the worst-case scenario seemed to become a reality in 2016 when an outbreak of anthrax in Siberia killed over 2,000 reindeer and hospitalized 96 people. Anthrax spores can stay alive for years, and the outbreak is believed to have been caused when melting permafrost thawed a decades-old deer carcass infected with the bacteria. So that was one anthrax-infected deer that ended up killing 2,000 living reindeer and hospitalizing 96 humans. So that's what we have to look forward to in the coming years. Just some probably like crazy vibes.